Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Lots of news going around in the NFL. Lots of hirings being made. And the Jets officially have hired former Lions DC Aaron Glenn as their new head coach. So, of course, he was drafted by the Jets. I saw a little welcome back video that they had posted of him online. So everyone kind of saw this coming, but this is how it ended up now being played out.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday a little bit and how that, you know, they basically were trying not to let him leave the building. But he does. He flies back to Detroit on Woody Johnson, the owner's plane, and lands there. I know that there were some folks down in New Orleans kind of hoping that that deal did not come to fruition. And yet you land back in Detroit. I was, you know, reading yesterday that there was a significant offer before he even got on Woody Johnson's plane to go back, and just kind of was mulling it over. I think there was something about wanting to go talk to his family and things like that. And, you know, before you accepted on the spot, and ended up happening, man. I hope that he is given everything that he needs to be able to move forward with that team. I know they got some decisions to make specifically on the offensive side of the ball about how they're going to move forward. But, you know, again, we talk about defensive coordinators multiple times. As head coaches, you got to be able to go hire the offensive guy to be a part of this and figure out what your roster is going to look like.
Yeah, he 31 years ago, he was drafted by the Jets. And so now he's coming back home. But I thought what Bill Parcells said about him was – probably the best thing that could have been said is, you know, Parcells said, look, I know he's done an awful lot of diligent work to prepare himself to be a pro coach. He worked over the years. He started in scouting, which is a very good place to start, and learned about personnel acquisition, prototypes, and things like that. He knows all that. So, in other words, they're getting a guy that knows how, you know, can go watch and identify, knows what he's looking for, knows what kind of the front, what he wants his – the guys that he'll be working with in the front office, like whoever they bring in as the general manager, and whoever that guy brings in his pro scout and his rookie scout or college scout is what you'll call it, and all of those things to what they're looking for and the type of player they want. Everything, look, you look at Aaron Glenn, and everything that looks, you look at him and you hear about him and you think about him as, there's not a guy in this coaching cycle that is more ready to get their first shot.
Seems like everybody's really happy for him. And Jets owner Woody Johnson said he's excited to welcome him as the head coach of the New York Jets and that he earned this opportunity through almost 3 decades of NFL experience, 10 with us as a player and as a scout. So it seems like around the league, everybody really thrilled with this hire. As Bo kind of mentioned, the Jets are still looking to hire a general manager. They conducted an in-person interview with former longtime Lions executive Lance Newmark, so the only candidate to have a second interview for them. He was the Washington Commanders' assistant GM in 2024 and overlapped with Glenn in Detroit from 2021 to 2023.
They got some decisions to make. I mean, that's the bottom line. They got decisions to make about what they're going to look like moving forward. And they're going to wait till the GM, obviously, is installed before they do that. But, you know, you've got Aaron Rodgers' contract out there. You got Devontae Adams out there. You've got a number of pieces, you know, that you're going to have to decide. Are you ripping the Band-Aid off and kind of starting anew offensively? Or are you trying to, you know, hire a coach offensively that can kind of get the most out of some of the pieces that you have? I think if I'm, you know, if I'm Newmark or whoever takes the GM job, I'm kind of looking for something in the middle. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is the answer at quarterback. You might be able to still move on from him in the right situation and, you know, start fresh and start dynamic and start with something, you know. I hate going back to this because it's not realistic, but you're going to look for your Jaden Daniels and it at some point for the New York Jets. And that's what that team's going to need in order to turn their fortunes around, because that's a tough place to go win. It just is, and it always has been.
On to closer to home, the Hawks. Poor night of shooting for them ends up in a loss to the Pistons, 114-104. So Cade Cunningham had 29 points, 11 assists, as he helped Detroit win for the seventh time in their last eight road games. So tough break for the Hawks. Dyson Daniels led the team, though, with 20 points, 10 boards, and Trae Young had 13 points and 9 assists. Jalen Johnson, 17 points and 9 boards.
Every year there's a theme with Hawks teams. What was it last year? You couldn't win back-to-back games. You'd win one, lose one. And this year it's win three, lose three. Win three, lose three. And my buddy texted me last night. He's a season ticket holder, my buddy Hans, and he was like, he had the Hawks with the emoji with the hand over the head. Like, what are we doing? And it just miserable, absolutely miserable shooting. I don't know. It
was a season low of 16% from 3-point range. Hitting only 6 of 38 attempts. So
yeah. I mean, you know how bad that is. 6 of 38. Yeah.
Well, I think, and what's to make it even crazier? I think Garrison Matthews and Vete Krejci were 5 of 9. I think the rest of the team was like, and I don't do the math off the top of my head, like 1 of 29 or something like that. It's just like nuts. And I think the only other one came from Trae. And you know, I've spent a lot of time this season so far talking about Trae's shooting and can it come around. He's right on top of what his number is for his career as far as 3-point percentage. He's like a career 35% shooter. He's like at 34 this year. But the difference is that you've been able to rely on DeAndre Hunter. He's 0 for 9 last night from 3-point land. There's just a number of other pieces. It honestly, if Detroit had not been making at least a few threes, I would have looked at this and thought they had like one of those carnival hoops. You know what I mean? Where it's kind of pinched together and nothing will go home. Like, that's what it looked like when the Hawks were shooting.
Isn't it crazy at this point how if you don't get 20 from DeAndre Hunter, you're in trouble. You're in trouble now. And you only got 10 from him last night and you lost by what?
Can I tell you why, though? Can I tell you why?
Because sure, I would love to hear why.
Because what DeAndre Hunter is this year is what Bogey has been, and Bogey's not even near that guy. Like, Bogey's been a sixth man of the year candidate for as long as we've been doing this show, it feels like, and in the last couple of years. DeAndre Hunter's that guy, and he's leading all, you know, bench players in the NBA with like averaging like 19 off the bench. And yet you're getting nothing from Bogey. If you look at the three point percentage, that's supposed to be Bogey's go to. And yet you're not getting anything from him. Jalen, obviously, still nursing back to health. And you're still, you know, you're still trying to really round into form of what you could be with all the pieces in place. But look, when you shoot like that, you're not going to win. Just point blank. When you shoot the way you did last night, you're not going to be able to pull it off. So I'm with you. Like, it's just funny because you relied on DeAndre, but you had to because there's some other guys on this team that it doesn't feel like a shell of what they have been.
That's why I've even heard, you know, I heard Andy and Randy talking about it, and Andy was like, you got to sell DeAndre Hunter at the deadline because it's high. And I go, well, then you're selling the season, because as crazy as it sounds, he's become one of your three or four and most important players, regardless of his role. What he's bringing every night when he is on is ridiculous. And guess what? He's been on more than he's been off this year. Coming off the bench, being allowed to do whatever, for whatever reason. Now, it's a hell of an expensive piece as a sixth man, but that's the NBA. And him coming off the bench has been absolutely phenomenal for this team. He had an off night last night, and you had an off night shooting.
They should have looked to me for some three-pointers last night. I'll just say that. I feel like I could have knocked at least three of them down last night.
They could have been 6 for 50 instead of 6 for 38, huh?
Is all the kids say Delulu? Is that what you are?
I'm not.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I'm a dead eye. I'm a 3-point shooter now. Don't mess my range up.
We've got to go to break.
You might be wide open in a rec league, but let's put an NBA player anywhere near you and see how your percentages is.
Next up for the Hawks is Toronto tonight.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.